once again to you, my brothers and my sisters, in Christ Jesus, in the name of Yahushua. Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and our Savior. Yes, God is in control and the worlders are not. If you haven't noticed already, they're already beginning to come apart at the seams, having no foundation. When the fire comes, it tests the quality of every man's work, what he has built and what he has built with. And subsequently, you can tell if a man's life and foundation has been built on the rock, which is Christ Jesus, in which case you will come through with flying colors. Though it might not look like it to the world, but they even themselves will realize that your foundation is solid as compared to theirs who fall apart at the smallest thing. The worlders can't stand in the day that they are now approaching into. They can't handle it. They have no foundation. Because, see, when your life is built on illusion, when your life is built on a facade, on what people perceive and what you try to show them and make them believe about you, it's still not the truth of who you are. The truth of who you are is revealed when it's tested. The truth of who you are is revealed when it's shown for what it is. And when they're shown for what it is through adversity, through trial, through tribulation, through experience, through the fire and the testing of what life is and what life becomes, that's when you see who's who and what's what. Now, ultimately, in eternity, when everything is laid bare before the God that made us all and all of creation, because nothing is hidden in the end of this whole thing. It's all brought out, brought into the open, and just like right there. There it is. This is who you were. This is what you were about. This is every hidden motive, every hidden thought, every backroom conversation, every jest, everything. It's all there. All completely laid bare for all eternity for what it is. And in that process, too, the hearts and the motives behind it. So you may have fed 100 people, but you did it out of a selfish motive, out of a self-serving, wicked heart, trying to be seen as benevolent or charitable. And God saw that, God knew that, and it was wickedness. Your righteous acts were as filthy rags in His sight, because He knew that the motivation was not Him, but the motivation was to be seen as something in the eyes of the world. See, when it comes to giving, God has told us, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Ultimately, your acts of charity, your acts of kindness, the things that you don't do them to be perceived by the world a particular way. You do them because it's what the Spirit of God leads you to do. Out of your heart that worships and praises Him, He motivates you and moves you to practical service. You do that according as unto Him and not for the praise of men. So yeah, but oh gosh, you know, the worlders are pathetic. They are seriously pathetic, because, you know, and a lot of people even when I say that word worlders, people are like, oh, okay, I know who you're thinking of. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Because there's a lot of people that dress themselves up in religious garbs and religious institutions. I mean them as well. Oh, yes, absolutely. Because they are part and parcel of the world system. Same spirit behind it, same hierarchy, same motivation, same priorities to become something in the world, just with a spiritual label on it. And they stick Jesus' name on it, which is a blasphemy to Him, because He's not part of it. Jesus is not part of their thing. He's told them to come out from among them. Be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And rather than that, they say, no, we will stay here. We will be part of this, and we will just try to spiritualize our carnality and just say that God knows and God loves me. And no, you're still part of it. It's still who you are. So anyways, I am including them in this. Because you know, actually, right now, it's funny because I've seen the psychosis increase among the worlders. You know, when you walk through. Okay, you know, I think, you know, when I did that show with Zeph a little while back, and we talked a little bit about this. You know, when we come into this life, we come into a world that is a world system that is a very long time in the making to snare your soul. The things that it has, the things that it has set up, the institutions that it has in place, it works very hard to get you as soon as possible to be initiated into their system and to be another cog in the wheel, contributing to other souls being brought in, and to try to block the light from reaching people, to try to distort it. So, you know, that's what it does, and it works very hard at that. Now, for you, if you wanted to try out of your own natural mindset to try to make it through this whole thing by your own thoughts, there's no way. Absolutely no way, because they're far more sophisticated than your brain. And they've already psychoanalyzed you and everything that you could possibly think, and every contingency plan you would make in and of yourself, and they've adjusted for that to snare you. So you can't walk through this thing in and of yourself. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. They know that. So every way that seems right to you in the natural and in your own ability, it's a way that ends in death, because they have covered all of the exits as such, except one. There is one way and only one way, which is Christ Jesus. He is the narrow gate. You go through him and you come into a very broad place. It's a full life that we have in him, but he is it. And so when you're in him, and in him you live and move and have your being, when you're inside of Christ Jesus, at that place, now you have what you need. And now what happens is the Spirit of God speaks to you, and your place is to obey. So even though we come into this world outgunned, outmanned, completely over our heads, as far as in the natural goes, when you come into the connection with the Spirit of God, all authority on heaven and on earth have been given unto Christ Jesus, and in him we live and move and have our being. So we move and live and have our being and function in that authority and in that place when we are in the right position with him. And out of that place and out of that position, what ends up taking place in us is we can trump every situation that we may go into. Oh, yes. And we can walk through every trap and every snare the devil tries to lay at your feet or around you or snare you. It just happens. We see, this is why it is so important to listen to that still small voice of the Spirit of God. This is also why the devil works so hard to drown out that voice in your life by distractions, by things that pull you without. God calls you within, and to pull you without and get you caught up in stupid conversations, stupid arguments, stupid focuses, worldly pursuits, worried about the things of the world, what you'll eat, drink, where put on, where you'll live, all that kind of stuff, where Jesus said, look, seek first the kingdom, Matthew chapter 6, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom. Well, where's the kingdom? The kingdom is within. Luke 17, 20 through 21. So, seek first the kingdom, and all the things that you need, God will take care of. Awesome. Beautiful. Where's the kingdom? God wants you to go within. He does not want you to get sucked into and pulled away from that place that he has for you to exist while you're here in this world. God would have for you to look to him, and in looking to him, the temporal things will fall into place. He'll take care of those. But don't get caught up into that trap. Oh gosh, the devil works so hard to get you caught up into that trap. And look, the methods that he comes to you with, you know, after, this is one thing about living life a little bit. Once you've had a little bit of experience, you add some meat onto those spiritual bones of your experience in this life. At one point, it's just you obeying the voice of the Spirit of God, not really knowing, not really understanding, but just knowing the one that's instructing you. That's one way. As you keep going, it's still the same, still small voice, but you also add some experience to it where you listen to that voice and then you realize, you're like, oh, wait, this is why he instructed me to do this. Now I see the trap. In hindsight, I understand this is what the devil was trying to do to me. Gotcha. And out of those experiences, we share and we teach, because we are, as Paul said, not ignorant of the devil's schemes. That word scheme, I remember doing a word study on that. Greek is methodios, I think, which basically is the word we get methods from. So we are not ignorant of the devil's methods. He has tried and true methods that he uses that get most people. But the one that is led by the Spirit, who is the true son and daughter of God, he won't snare those. Because, oh, you know what? You might have made some stupid decisions in the past. Fine. Be done with it. Keep moving. Keep going. Because don't stay in those places. The devil works very hard to get you stuck there. And then as soon as you make that mistake, then he's going to beat you up with it as long as he possibly can. And, you know, just like, it's comical after you start realizing that this is the way that he works. So, look, the gang stalkers, the ones that would prey on your life, those that have a big gaping hole in their souls that the devil and his minions are jumping in and out of, they are assigned to your life to try to get inroads with you. Now, they may not realize specifically what it is that they're doing. They're just functioning on impulse. They're just functioning on, this is the way that they're being moved to go, so they're going, they're doing what they're being instructed to do. And when they come to you, look, they come to you with honey most of the times. They come to you straight with, look, lots and lots of praise, wanting to help you, wanting to be a part of what you're doing, wanting to support your ministry, help your business, do whatever. You, look, if the Spirit of God is quickening you, he'll tell you, look, don't accept that. You don't want that help. You don't want that service. You don't want to go that way. You lovely young people out there, you don't want to date that person. you don't want to have that drama. You don't want anything that's going to pull you away from Christ. And yes, most people get very defensive. Look, you got nothing to defend. You and I are bond servants of Christ Jesus. What that means is that we are slaves to him. A slave has no rights in and of himself. We belong to another. This is not a democracy. This is not something we take votes on. This is not something that we bargain with him about. He is Lord, and Lord means master. Master means he says and we do. You know, this casual Jesus is my homeboy kind of stuff. No. Jesus is not your homeboy. Jesus is your Lord. He is your master. He is your sovereign. He is your king. He's not your homeboy. This casual, seeker-friendly attempt. Look, in case you guys haven't noticed, we shake people from this. The people that stick around here, that listen, these are people that you You obviously want truth because you're not sticking around because you like my truck noises. Okay? So, you want what we all want, which is the real thing. We want the real Jesus. We don't want the dead religion out there. We don't want your rituals. We don't want the cookie cutter, Triscuit box, preservative filled Bible cemetery. Seminary graduates. Look, we don't want any of that. We want him. You know something? You can't decide you want to become a preacher. You can't decide that for yourself. God calls as he wills. He equips as he chooses. No, as John the Baptist said, a man can only receive what is given to him by the Father. You can't say, okay, you know what I think I'm going to be? I think I'm going to be a pastor. Okay, in the world system, you can do that. In the satanic hierarchy system, sure, go ahead. Become part of that. Become part of that demonically inspired system that sets up their own and then tries to lord it over others in a blackmail network, a bunch of pedophiles running around. Go ahead, become something like that. But that's not, obviously, that's not God. Obviously, that's not something that he's part of. So, with all of this that you're faced with, you know what, something I realized, the guys that I know that are true preachers, the guys that I know that are truly given that responsibility, they themselves, they do it out of, look, most of them started into it kicking and screaming, and that they didn't voluntarily say, oh, you know what, I want to be a preacher. No, you know what they did? They said, Lord, I love you. I'll do whatever it is that you want. And then he said, okay, well, this is part of what I want from you. And they were like, whoa, okay, God, if this is what you want, okay, but you're going to have to equip and make it happen because in and of myself, I see no ability or no, and that's exactly what he wants. He wants the people that are completely broken, completely stripped, no place in themselves that they would take any credit for what it is that he's doing in and through them. And those are the ones that he can work with and work through. He doesn't need the guy that thinks he can preach. Hello. He doesn't need the guy that thinks he can preach, that thinks he can do this for God. No, the guy that thinks he can do this for God is the guy that is out of step with him. I can't do squat unless the Spirit of God flows through me. I can't give somebody anything. Look, when people write in and they're like, wow, that was exactly what God was, that was from the Lord. I'm like, obviously, because I got nothing for you. In myself, in my flesh, in my natural ability, I have zero. I have very minimal on the natural side that I can give or contribute. But what I have done is what it is that I am. In its entirety, I've sought to lay that down at the feet of God for him to do with as he pleases. That is the place that I can play and the role that I can play in what it is that God is doing. That's about it. The rest is up to him. He uses us in his body as he wills, according to his plan and purpose. That's it. So, but... No, you and I cannot in ourselves do anything for him. So we just lay our lives down at his feet. He does the rest. But the psychos, the worlders, as they come apart, look, here, you have zero apology to make for who it is that you're in Christ, and you have zero need to justify your solid foundation. As they fall apart, it's because they chose wrong. They built their house on the sand and not on the rock. Jesus told them, Those words have been around way before they got here, and they will remain well after they leave. Build your house on the foundation, which is Christ, not on sinking sand. Sinking sands include your wealth in this world, your physical possession, your position, things that are fleeting like pleasure, all that stuff. No dice, not working, not going to save you in the day of wrath. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness saves from death. Right standing with God. Well, one way that you, what happens when you're in right standing with God, you hear His voice. He says, go here, don't go there. Move here, move there. Live here, live there. Do this, don't do that. Look, He's guiding you into an abundant life. And now when you slip the snares, oh yes, when you slip the snares, when they can't get you, when they can't, then they will try to let you know that they are disappointed in you. Because see, here's something. You and I are we're nice people. We're nice people by and large. You know, we try to help. We try to be accommodating. And you know, in our hearts, you know, we're, God has softened our hearts. So they'll try to play on that. When you slip through their snares for your soul and you walk right through, and then they're going to be like, they're going to try to let you know that you have disappointed them, that you have let them down. Look, you confuse me with somebody that cares. Because while I will do that which God has for me to do, and while I will try as much as it is up to me to live at peace with before God and man, yes, I will try, but there is a dividing line. No, you cannot have my soul. It has been bought and paid for by the blood of Christ. I belong to Him. No, I will not partake in your stupid system, in your broke, absolutely broke, completely ridiculous. You know how ridiculous you worlders are? You are absolutely ridiculous. Your stupid fashions, your ridiculous priorities, your dumb golf games, and your, I mean, everything about you is stupid. I wish you could see yourselves. But you gotta all get together in a group and validate yourselves. Nice watch, nice car, nice whatever. Look. Dumb. Dumb because you have zero on what is important. You lack what is needy. For those that are walking in Christ, for you, my brothers and sisters, that have the solid foundation in Him, look, you have eternal riches in Christ Jesus. You have eternal foundation in Him. You have what you need. And God is with you. He'll always take care of you. Realize what is worth what in this life. And those that you have it, look, you got it. Walk in it. Be bold in it. Know what you have. Enjoy what you have. Live the abundant life in Him. Oh gosh, He's got it all. And we are under control of the Spirit of God. He's leading and guiding us into all truth. All is good in Christ Jesus. So there's no reason, no problem, nothing to worry or stress about. So, hey, relax. Enjoy it. And you know what? Call things for what they are. Call things for what they are. That's what I'm doing. And look, I do not care if I'm losing friends over all this stuff. I don't mind. So, hey, Christ Jesus will never leave us, never forsake us, always be with us. So, hey, love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. All right, God bless you. Bye.